Hi, it's Rodney and Carrie here, and today we're focusing on AI for professional associations. And with me today to chat about this is Julian Moore from Strategic Membership Solutions. Julian, you've got a vast experience in both IT, but also in associations in particular. Do you just want to introduce yourself a little bit and give our listeners a sense of who you are?
By all means. So my name is Julian Moore, Director of SMS. And I used to run the peak body for associations in the UK called the Institute of Association Management. Wow, it's a long time ago. It's the first time I've said that in a while. And then I needed to know a lot about membership. And the person who was doing membership was Belinda Bozzoli. She was the biggest, brightest membership star in the world, and she was coming to Frankfurt to talk. So I went to the conference, met Belinda, heard her membership talk, tried to convince her to come and work for me in London, and she refused. So I ended up flying over here and marrying her and working for her now. And that's how I ended up across here. So for the last better part of 20 years, 30 years, oh dear, the better part of 30 years, I've only worked with associations and governments. And that's been primarily on partnerships and revenue generation. But then 14, 15 months ago, AI appeared, and I was the first one to get affected. I was actually due to do a pitch for a startup to Admiralty on an American aircraft carrier. And doing the pitch is always fun. It's like ridiculous fun because the Americans love to be sold, and you never get to do that anywhere else. So you get to roll your sleeves up and have some fun. And the guy who was pitching against me, he wasn't very good. Like, it's the person when you see turning, you're like, yes, we're going to do so well because we know. And he went on and he said to the Admiralty there who was sat there, I've not created a presentation for you. I'm not going to develop a partnership for you because it's never quite what you want. You tell me what the partnership is that would blow your minds. And then he typed that the responses into GPT, and this is 4 days old at this point. GPT is 4 days old, and then he hit enter, and the screen just flooded through with a partnership that the bloody Admiralty had designed, and they just went, wow, and I'd lost. So next thing you know, I had to learn AI within 4 days of it launching, but I did the typical partnership thing. I rang them up. And I rang up the board members of OpenAI before they were rock stars. I rang up Anthropics. I rang up Stable Diffusion. I rang up all of them. I spent days with every single one of them learning what AI is, how it works, what it does, how it impacts. And now I really translate that into how associations can be more productive.
So from a loss to a passion, I guess.
Hardcore passion.
Hardcore
passion. Like, it's 3 to 4 hours a day, every day, understanding what's new.
For a lot of associations, AI still seems to be on the horizon and still seems massive and unassailable, but it's already here, isn't it?
Oh, and it's been here for it's not new. So AI is not new. If you look at Netflix, Netflix makes, in Australia alone, Netflix makes $26 million a year from AI. How do you think all those suggested things come up? It's from your previous viewing, and that's all AI. It's just it's no longer just big enterprise or SAP stuff. It's now usable for the everyday person. And associations, we're not all cashed up kind of, you know, AFL types. So it's really a case it had to be cost effective and low barrier to entry. And that's where we are. It's $20 roughly a month. And for that, you can generate images, text, you can generate video, you can search the web, turn it into board meetings, board minutes, I should say. And it's become the most powerful tool in our arsenal.
Where perhaps could associations get started? If they're not sure, what would you recommend?
First step is to go to either ChatGPT 3.5, the free one, or Claude 3. use either of those, and they're your AI assistant, your free one, and ask it questions. Any question in the world, just ask it, just as you would Google, ask it questions. And then once you've got the answers, then ask it to do something with that answer. So tell me all about the Eiffel Tower, or tell me all about music industry of South Australia and how it came to be and who the biggest artists are. So now you've got the answer. Turn this into a LinkedIn article for me, and then post your LinkedIn article. Now turn it into a Facebook article. Turn it into 10 tweets that will go viral. Turn this into a board paper of what I did, how I did it, and how to do it again, and what this means to our membership. So it just start playing with it.
All of our associations are member focused. Keeping their members happy, but also attracting new members is something that's really important to all of them. Are there opportunities in ChatGPT, in AI, to be able to support associations with that?
So just as the printing press changed the world, literally, the biggest users of the printing press was actually the church. So was it you who told me this?
Possibly.
So what happened was the printing press came along and the church went, wow, this is wonderful. We're going to print pardons. And instead of handwriting them and getting them authorized, they could print them and then go, you pay me money and here's your pardon. Now, that quickly got a huge uptake with printed mass media. Now, realistically, what we're seeing is that same level and speed of uptake multiplied. So AI now has the ability to help everyone. And in associations, it's got the ability to make membership easier. Not everyone has the most flashy app. So let's say you've got an Excel spreadsheet. So now you can press the paperclip button, attach your membership spreadsheet. It's okay, they're not going to train on your data. And then you can say, these are my members. These are how we engage with them. These are what industry they're in, and really give it a lot of detail. And then say, how do I get more? And it will give you a step by step guide on what to say, how to say it, where to say it to get more members. Then ask it, what will these members expect in the way of events? What will they expect in the way of communications? What they and then it'll go, these are the things. Right, now develop me a communication strategy around how many members are there potentially in my state country? So then it will find that answer out for you. Then we go to Lusha and we go through there and we find every member in the country or state that you need. Load that file into GPT and now say, write me a personalized email to each of these people around why they should join, why they should come to our next event and invite them free from the CEO. And then that way, organize a welcoming committee so that when they turn up, you've got them welcome. So you can see straight away, it's just a tool for acquisition in that space. You're still manipulating all the data. You're still making all the decisions. It's just enabling you to go out at scale faster, easier than ever before.
And in a personal way.
And always keep it personal. We're only here for the members. So we never want to be that broadcaster. You don't want to be an ABC. You don't want to be a Channel 10. We want to still represent the members in the best possible way. It's just imagine having 10 free staff. That's what your $20 gets you.
I had a quick look at creating an avatar that we could use and did a search of the internet, and it came up with dozens and dozens of different programs. Are there any that you'd recommend people, like if we're really just getting started, any recommend? Obviously, ChatGPT is suggested. Any others?
So ChatGPT is your core product. It's everything else works around it. So ChatGPT is super flexible, amazingly powerful. It's called the frontier model. So it is literally the most powerful AI that the general public can lay their hands on today. Outside of there, all the rest are niche products. So if we want to create an avatar, we have to decide what that avatar will look like. So the first step is to go to something like Leonardo.ai and create your perfect avatar. So most new Instagram influencers aren't humans. The new ones are AI generated. So if you go on and you search Alita AI or Alita Instagram, she's the fastest growing influencer in Australia, and she's an AI. So it's an AI. And what they do is they create an avatar, a likeness of someone, and then they generate thousands of images of her in different areas like surfer's paradise or the beach or drinking something. And then they upload all these images and people like them because it's an aspirational lifestyle. But now products are contacting this Instagram thing to say, can you, you know, drink our vodka and take photos of you having it done because you've got such a big following? And of course, it's some dude in Fortitude Valley in Brisbane. It's not real. It's just managing an influencer account that's AI generated. So to generate avatars, any image you like. So work out who your audience is, so who your members are, average age. So get GPT to go through and say, tell me my average member. Analyze everything. So now I know gender, age, ethnicity, I know everything. Right, now you take that and paste it into Leonardo and say, make me my average member. So now we've got our absolute, medium line member. And that could be your avatar. That could be your company one. Now, to use that, you can either upload that to HeyGen, and HeyGen will now manipulate that avatar so that you can put any script in, it will say any script. You can put it into Emo Emote and it will then get emotion. You can then reuse the same prompt in Leonardo to place that avatar in any place in the world. And then you can give them a persona and GPT will write like them. And really what you're doing is just creating an avatar that never ages, knows your industry, is the most likable, most approachable, most ideal avatar for your sector.
That's because you started with the average member. So yeah. You know it's going to have appeal to
exactly
most of your members.
Yeah, it's the formula.
And are there any traps that associations should be aware of in getting started?
There's too many. This is the scary part. It's ethics is one. Now, ethics, every association already has their own ethics. Some AMAs won't accept pharmaceutical funding and some will. So they already decided what they will and won't do. And every association's already decided what they will and won't do for sponsors, who they will and won't allow as members, what they will and won't do as events. So we've already got an ethics outline, even if we've never written it down. So we have to decide our own for AI. I would suggest make sure you have a very open, transparent AI. Anything you generate with AI, make sure it's said this is generated with AI. Anything used, just say, because people like AI. What they don't want to do is feel fault. The next piece, and the ethics is quite easy because every association has their own. The next piece really is the hard piece, because it's what, just because you can, should you? You know, if we're creating that AI member, should we? Some industries, the answer is going to be no. Some industries, the answer is going to be you're way too late. You should have done this last year. You know, AI has been around a while now. I think as long as it enhances the member experience, we're good. But also the biggest one By far and away, the biggest one is always validate the response from an AI. And with that, it makes mistakes. So never just accept it, copy, paste, and move on. Always accept it, copy it, validate it, make sure it said the truth, then move on. Don't ever do it without validation. It still makes a lot of mistakes.
And perhaps the incentive lies around that personalization for your member experience as well as communication. And I think for a lot of our boards, whether they're volunteer members, it's that opportunity to save time and devote time to what you think is really important.
Yeah, I mean, it should be very straightforward to get a GPT paid on and create a board GPT so that everyone, we put the minutes in, we put the mission for the association, we put the purpose of the association, we put the strategic plan in. So now, in any board meeting, you can simply go, well, what do you think of that AI? And the AI will give you an answer that is representative only towards the mission, the purpose, and its thing. So if it's suddenly you suddenly go off on some tangent, it will pull you back on, and you're making your decisions based on data rather than knee-jerk without. So if you just start making your decisions based on data, you'll find that the decisions tend to be much more straightforward. It's always your exceptions, but the vast majority, based them on.
Absolutely. Julian, we could talk for another hour on this because it's absolutely fascinating, but I'm conscious you've got a plane to catch as well, so we better let you go. What I take from that is give it a try. See how it's going to enhance your members and your association's existence, and take it from there.
Yeah, lean into it. Lean in, enjoy, play with it. It's here just as email was, just as the typewriter was superseded, just as pen and paper was superseded, just as the horse was superseded. This is no different. At the moment, it's just a set of tools that you have to use. It won't do it without you. And AI is one of those things that's going to make your job easier. So lean into it, play with it, and use the bit you like.
Thank you very much, Julian. And if you'd like to know more about Julian or make connection with him, just Google Strategic Membership Solutions and you'll find him there.
Sounds
Thank
good.
you.
Take care.